time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
They shut down TikTok yet?
No, not yet. It's so funny because, like, it's one of the only things that, like, you know, Congress can agree on is, like, hey, we don't need TikTok. So,
but why don't we need TikTok? Like, listen, I don't have TikTok. I don't give a shit. And it's like, okay, you get rid of TikTok. Well, all that shit's gonna go to Instagram.
Yeah.
So, why don't we need TikTok?
It's almost like you're touching a little bit of a nerve here. It's almost like it's not so much about TikTok as it is about money and lobbyers and the amount of information you can get on TikTok versus like any of the other platforms, right? Like, and it's, you know, but it's easy to sit here and say, oh, national security, national security, national security. If you saw the things that we saw, you would be on our side. Yeah, it's really easy to say.
Bet no. Yeah. Unlikely. Is that better? I feel like I was a little away from the microphone.
Nah, you sound fine to me.
You know, they still really going to, like, it was during, like, 2020, during, like, peak COVID. They're like, nope. It was basically they decided that they wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah, when Trump did the same thing. Trump did the exact same thing.
When he got fucking clowned, right?
Yeah.
When a bunch of people bought a bunch of tickets to his rally and then no one showed up.
God, dude, that do you remember?
I do.
Like, how much fun that was when we were all like, LOL, imagine. And it was just like, everybody was like, oh, did you know you can reserve tickets? I'm not going to tell you to go out and reserve tickets, but you don't have to pay anything, you know, and you can reserve them for free. Yeah, dude, God, I miss clowning on people like that. We need to
especially
get
that guy.
Dude, and it's, but no, it's fizzled out. Like, there was like 2 weeks it went to the House, right? This is political talk real quick, but it went to the House.
I mean, it's more process,
it's
right?
It's more like, but it went to the House. The House passed it with flying colors. I think there was maybe four people that didn't vote for it, and surprisingly, it was like Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC voted against it, and it was like, wow, okay, those two people, and everybody felt weird, because, like, you know, MTG, baby, she had voted for this, against it, so it was kind of weird, but...
And well, she Senate knows that, like, without TikTok, she's nothing.
Dude... I mean, yeah, but that's the funniest story to come out of it, right, to me, was this absolute clown of a person. His name is, I think it's Jeff Jackson. I think that's his name. Don't get me, I haven't
like
seen
a
him
clown.
In a while.
Sounds like,
yeah,
a clown.
I haven't seen him in a while, but he's basically a politician who built his entire plan.
Oh, the North Carolina guy.
Yeah, no, that's a different, no, that, yeah, you're right, yeah, you're right,
yeah, because
right.
he basically got elected via TikTok, and then is like, now, like,
yeah,
get out of here. Yeah,
his whole platform was TikTok based, right? It was TikTok. He was like going to be the TikTok congressman, and he was going to be showing you, like, day to day what goes on, and he votes for the ban, and then has the audacity to post a TikTok talking about, I don't think TikTok's going to get banned.
I mean, I don't have TikTok, and, you know, Vine got, you know, canceled, and it got replaced. It took a while, but it got replaced.
That was budgeting and Twitter.
Sure,
fucking
but
stupid.
I'm just saying, like, okay, so then all the it would be replaced. It's not like you're going to get rid of it. So it's not the information or the app itself that is the problem. We know that. It's not that, you know, they sell your data, because as unethical as that is, if you have a phone, it's doing it.
Like,
I mean, every app tracks you, your location
Is
known, like, you know, Al Gore and his rhythm, they hear you and they advertise. So it's not, okay, so it's not that. It's almost like there's another reason they don't,
like,
want TikTok to exist.
Yeah, like other social media companies are like, hey, we can't have this because it keeps cutting into our profits. And so they funded a bunch of, you know, lobbyists who then go and say, hey, here's a bunch of money. Or, you know, that's the thing, is this whole push to get TikTok banned is like by several different big
Sure.
people, right? You got the people over in Israel. They have a like a PAC that donates to a bunch of people, right? And they're the ones funding a lot of it. Then you've got the guy who's like the guy who's currently pushing an abortion ban in like every state right now. He's behind part of it. Then you got social media's behind part of it. Then you, and it's just like fucking.
Well, I
But
saw
how
that
I just
speaker.
don't understand how. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't understand how people who are talking about like free market, right? You got all those free marketers out there, capitalism bros, right? You get all those people out there who like staunchly don't want the government involved in their markets, right? They don't want government to be involved or whatever, but they have this
I
very
those people probably
public.
don't want TikTok banned.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you don't hear anything about it, right? Because it's like they would be staunchly against the government being like forcing a
Small
sale of a
fish, big
company.
pond, bud.
Man, I know, I just don't get it, dude. But fucking, I'd, you know, if it's banned, it's banned. You ain't nothing I can do about it. It's like, I don't
And
care.
again, it literally all those people are just going to move to Instagram, which is probably what, the sandworm wants, Zuckerberg,
Oh,
right?
I thought you were talking about, I didn't know which sandworm you were talking about.
Oh
Gwyneth
yeah.
Paltrow or what?
Gwyneth Paltrow is the sandworm. What?
Isn't there three heads? There are three heads on the sandworm. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. If
No,
I've seen pictures
that's
of
a
dude.
chimera.
No, there's like there's three the because I've seen pictures
There's
of
also
him.
a hydra.
Well, hydras have like nine heads and you cut one off and it comes back or
Yeah,
two. Yeah.
there's a fit for an autopsy song talking about that. But yeah, remember net neutrality? That was a big deal like 2 years ago, and then like it was like the thing, and then it was just like.
They canceled net neutrality and then nothing
But
happened. It's
well, yeah, but it was like they got everybody to focus on net neutrality, and then they actually were doing other shit. And guess what? Guess what's coming up soon? I think next week.
Is it more net neutrality
Yeah,
stuff?
they're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. They're revisiting net neutrality.
Yeah.
And
I
like
mean, not that I don't think that it should. It should. I'm too stupid, dude. There's so many things that they're like, hey, you need to know about this. And I'm like, dude, I don't fucking have the
they've
capacity.
already started with it anyways. I mean, like there's a ban in what, North Carolina? There's a ban in Texas. Basically, like porn is banned.
Oh, yeah. It's you have to have a form of identity to like basically
And
verify your age online.
it's
And like
like,
Pornhub was like, okay, well, if you want to do this, we're not going to be promoted. Like, you can't do Pornhub in your state anymore, right? So, and
it was like something like that, but that is an absolute invasion of privacy.
yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
But
Like, yeah.
TikTok.
Hey, man, it's very. See, when you break it down, at the end of the day, it does sound very xenophobic, where you're like, "Hey, Chinese people bad, and they spy on you." And it's like, "Hey,
No, what it is
is the Communist Party good?" No, I beg to differ. They do a lot of bad stuff. But I would
what it
argue
boils
that
down
the
to
U.S.
is
government,
they don't want other countries to spy on you. They want to
yeah,
spy
no,
on you.
absolutely, 100%. They
They're
want
mad
the
that
un,
somebody else has an
yeah.
in.
Like they, because historically speaking, any time that the U.S. has screamed the loudest about something, it's not been because they're like afraid of foreign adversaries. It's because they want that power themselves, right?
Well,
Like,
yeah.
hey, we can be
What is
trusted
this podcast? What
with
did
the
this turn
nuclear bomb, dude.
into?
Fucking welcome to Watch Spaghetti Policy Podcast. This is your anti-government establishment podcast. Thanks for tuning in. So,
I'm a little sickly. You people that fucking love spring, I hate you, and I hate spring. The older I get, the more I realize it's probably the worst of the four seasons.
no, man, you're gonna love the flowers in your future.
Summer's, no, I don't give a fuck. Summer sucks because of how hot it is. But like the thing with spring is one day it's fucking 75 and it's got a nice breeze and like, yes, this is great. And then the next day it's 49 degrees. And then the next day it starts to warm up a little bit. And then the next day it's goddamn thunderstorms. And then the next day, hey, we're gonna go back down to the cold temperatures just a little bit, but not enough to like do anything. But hey, that next day, we're gonna keep it that same exact temperature. So you're gonna have 2 straight days of that. And then, oh, hey, and then we're gonna warm up a little bit. Hey, buddy, we're gonna warm up. We're gonna get up to like 82. And then we're gonna drop a fucking tornado on you. That's what we're gonna do. That's 9 days of spring so far. So And you know, pollen's everywhere and it's getting blasted around, you know, it's annoying. So I'm
Yeah.
sick,
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
because, you know, allergies and pollen and having a child that goes to school, and you know, they were out on Friday for Good Friday, and then they were out on Monday for the day after Easter. Don't even get me started. I hate Easter. I hate it. It's probably my least favorite
Easter is
holiday.
like
I
turning out
hate
to be
it.
really stupid, and yeah.
It, for one or there's like several reasons. Like the religious aspect of it is whatever. But also, like, it goes against the entire premise of like this country and why it was founded, and like force feeding that Christianity down people's throats. And you're celebrating it, and like, I just don't, and the fact it's not on the same day every year, and there's like, you know,
A
well, there's reason,
bunch of
it's
pagan shit
bullshit, whatever.
behind
Like,
it.
I hate it. Like, you know, I don't really understand why you have a bunny and he like fucks around with eggs because rabbits don't lay eggs. You know, so like, what's that all about?
You know?
We gave, you know, and like, we had like a month ago, maybe we, because like, we knew we were going to Canada, and like, right when we came back, like, all this shit, you know, this stupid ass holiday was gonna happen. And then so we like had gotten her basket, and then we, it's like Saturday, and we're like, fuck, shit, I'm like, okay, like, let's put it all together. And we gave it to her, and she was like, this is all from you, right? And we're like, she was like, okay.
Yeah.
She was like, okay. So we're like, yes, that's one down, one down. Like, she still believes in Santa. I don't know where she stands on like the tooth fairy, but like, you're gonna get money and like shit regardless. So like,
Yeah, I think Quinn's die hard on the Tooth Fairy currently, so
they always die hard on Santa, like super die hard on
one
Santa.
of the
Like,
apparently one of the kids in school was talking about how the Tooth Fairy isn't real, and I was like, well, man, hey, what do you believe? He was like, I think the Tooth Fairy's real. And I'm like, they go with it, you know?
yeah, man.
Hell. I don't want
Yeah.
anybody to tell you, you know, what you can and can't believe. Screw that
What's
kid.
the opposite of waterfall?
Desert? I don't know. I
Firefly.
guess. Wait, waterfall? Wait, what was the question?
What's the opposite of waterfall? As
I
like
guess
a
now that I know the answer,
root
yeah.
word. Like, it's
I guess,
fire.
yeah, fire and fly, yeah.
Fly. Isn't that weird?
Wait, okay, so waterfall.
I just
Wait.
break your brain?
Yeah, you did a little bit, because I don't know, like, is there anything else you could do besides fall? Like, what is flying the
Drop,
opposite of falling? Well,
drop.
isn't falling and flying the same thing, though?
No,
Because technically speaking, if you're falling, you're just not flying very
I
good,
think
right?
the implication is flying is like you're going up and you're steady, as if as in otherwise you fall, you're going down,
Dude,
crashing.
that's deep. That's deep, man.
Yeah, you know, I gotta bring some of this stuff back after last week's natural disaster.
It was good. It was a good episode.
Was it?
Yeah, it was crazy. You had the AI host, you know, I
I
copied my
mean, like,
voice.
literally within the first 5 minutes, you're asking what to address a man,
Man.
a colored man. Like, how do I address you? I don't know. Just
Hey,
like,
I mean, well,
right.
I did listen to the first part. I didn't don't think that I came off sounding
You never.
as well as I wanted to. It was I
Sure.
wasn't, you know what I mean? But hey, I was nervous, you
But
know.
why, though?
You know, I don't know. So,
Well,
who's to
there's
say?
a recent study has shown, you know, I don't know how you feel about Viagra and like dick pills and stuff. But they've shown that the active ingredient in Viagra reduces your chances for Alzheimer's. So not only do you save your fucking boner, but you also save your brain, baby.
Well, doesn't it like, I guess it does help your boner. I don't
But
know.
like,
Like,
that's pretty fucking rad, 'cause I
it's
think
what is the connection though? Like, what I don't understand, you know?
whatever the chemical is. So like, what's the two, like, what are the two or three like top things that scare you about like on how you're gonna die? Not necessarily death itself, but like, what are the, like, the ways you go, like, what's the ones that bring out the fear in you?
Probably like drowning,
okay
suffocation,
okay
no breathing.
don't
I
give
forgot
up.
the rest of it. Don't give up. Yeah.
That
No,
Papa
yeah.
Roach drowning pool.
Dude, I think it's Breaking Benjamin, maybe. I
I think
don't
it's
know.
Papa Roach.
It might be. Who knows?
Suffocation, no breathing.
But yeah, suffocation, burning.
But
Man.
see, like, okay, so all of those things are self-controlled. Like, if you don't go anywhere where there's water, you can't drown.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't mean like, oh, so I'm just supposed to avoid water and like,
No.
Because you can suffocate just by eating. You can choke to death, right? You know, you
Sure.
suffocate in your sleep. I guess that would be the best way to go. I think it's just
That's
like to die in your sleep.
yeah,
Just
that
like,
was yes, definitely the most peaceful.
man, that's got to be a weird, like, to know that, like, hey, when I close my
This
eyes,
is all leading somewhere, by the way.
when I close my eyes, this is it. You know, this is it for me, going away. But suffocation, maybe like getting chopped in half and like
Okay.
bleeding out. That'd suck, I think. But do you feel
Okay.
anything if it's like clean enough? I guess like you cut the nerves in half and whatnot.
Adrenaline kicks in,
Yeah.
but like,
Dude, I hope my brain prevents any kind of pain, because I think that's what I'm most fearful of death is like the
is the
pain of it.
pain?
Yeah, because I don't really
Like,
like
you're notorious for like loving ball pain and shit. Like, that was like early,
it's a whole
early.
different pain, dude. It's a whole
Okay.
different pain.
That's a
You know, this
pleasurable
is like
pain
this
as
is talking
opposed to
about
like
like
a sudden. Dude, I saw a video. It was on Instagram or whatever. And it was a guy walked into a store and like within, like he walked in the front door and 2 seconds later, a saw on like hit right where he was. It didn't hit him, but like
what
he
the
was 2 seconds
fuck,
seconds
dude?
from getting sliced in half from a saw blade.
That's too much, man. That's too much, dude. That's
That's the sort that right there. That's the sort of shit that
because
should terrify me.
that's the thing. Is like that could just happen to anybody, right?
Right,
Like you could just
like
be
that's what it was.
walking
It
down the
was like
road and
the
get
out. It was
smashed
the
by a piano,
security.
like.
It was the outside security of this convenience store, and I guess like next door was like a shop of some sort, and like, dude, it's just like really weird because you only see it, and he's just like walking by, opens the door, and then like 2 seconds later, you see this saw coming through the parking lot, and it just like ding, like right into the wall, and it's just like. If he would have stopped to tie his shoes, he'd been dead.
Dude, that's just fucking. I don't know, man. I go buy a lottery ticket, I guess, is what they always say afterwards. But, dude, I don't know. But,
For
anyways,
me,
where is this? What is yours?
like Alzheimer's, that's one of them. Like Alzheimer's and dementia, and just like
That would be,
you
yeah.
spend like your whole life, like cultivating all this knowledge and like learning these things, and like you spend your free time doing these hobbies and all these things, and you find this, you're lucky if you get to 75 and you still have a really sharp mind. Like that's one of the things I'm very prideful about is that, I am still pretty quick-witted and sharp and smart as I'm struggling to say words. But like that's one of those things 'cause like Alzheimer's runs in my family, at least on like one side of my family. And like I was always told growing up that it skips a generation, but like I don't know, that's just it feels like an old wives' tale sort of thing, but if that's the case, that means I'm next. And I just can't, like, it's just heartbreaking when you see that, when like your brain just like your body is fine, but your mind betrays you. And this is like, I would rather my body fail than my mind fail. But then
I mean,
I guess at the end of the day though, there's like that blissful ignorance where like, you don't fucking know what's going on. Like you don't know anything. So you're not feeling pain. You're not worried about shit, but like you see those like, just like super sad things where, this couple's been married for fucking 60 years and like the guy the wife will
dude,
walk in
fucking
and
put me in a home, though. That's the thing,
yeah,
is like
but well, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't want
Like,
to be a burden on anybody, you
this all
know?
sort of like sparked a thing where I think they had been married for 60 years and like they were 80, 88 or something like that. So they've been married for like a long time. Like and they both lived in a home and like it was like one of his like final days or whatever, and like he had spent 60 years with his wife and didn't recognize her, and that just like, dude, that's just like heartbreaking.
That'd be fucked, man. That's,
The other one
yeah.
for me is a heart attack.
I mean, apparently heart attacks are painful. I always thought that it was just like you grab your chest and you fall over dead, but
I
apparently
mean,
there's
you
a
can
whole
survive
process
heart
to it.
attacks too.
Yeah, but you never see that happen in TV shows, so.
I mean, Kevin Smith survived one.
I don't know who that is. Oh,
Kevin
no, that's the
Smith,
guy, yeah, from the
Silent
Jay and
Bob,
Silent Bob,
yes,
yeah.
Silent Bob, and like famously, so he was on stage and was feeling super sleepy and tired, and then just the whole thing. But like I went to a funeral over the weekend, and like funerals are super awkward, man. Like you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, like you don't know how to feel, and it's like I'm not saying that there's any right or wrong way to like sort of like deal with it, but it's just like there's people that are sad, and then like you're not sad, and then it's like sort of the things and the protocols, and it's just like it's just this weird social etiquette things that you have to do, and it's just like yeah, whatever. But all that to say is like
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and like they're going through the service, and I'm like. who's gonna show up to my funeral? And then I'm just like, start thinking, I'm like, okay, like if I go before like everybody else, like do not dress up, do not wear suits and ties, like dress up like Adam Sandler, like a t-shirt and like basketball shorts, like let's go, like honor me
This is
that
what he
way.
would have wanted.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like don't dress up, because like I had to dress up and I was just like I was in a foul mood. I didn't sleep good the night before, but like I just, and Christina's like, oh my God, you look so good dressed up. I'm like, I know I do, but like I don't like it. Like I know I do. And it's like, also you don't see me dressed up very often, but like, and like, yes, it's fine, but I don't know. It's just, I guess it's a normal thing to do when you go to funerals and you start thinking like, oh, because like I know we talked about it, like it was like 2 years ago where that guy faked his own death to see who all would come out to
Oh
his,
yeah. Oh
right?
my God, dude. Yeah, don't be that guy, 'cause
Don't
that's
be
like,
that guy. But it's also kind of one of those things where we should make more of an effort, at least people that are in like the close proximity of you, to sort of like show the appreciation and that love while they're alive, as opposed to like, oh, and like it's fun to reminisce and do all these things when like you're standing up there and you're giving a eulogy and all that, but like that person doesn't hear it. I mean, that we know of. Well, fuck, we don't know what happens when you're dead. But it's just like, I was just sitting there and I'm starting like zoning out thinking about like what I'm gonna do. Like I'm not a church person, so like, okay, I don't really want to have a funeral in a church. I'm probably gonna be cremated. That's sort of not up to me. I'm again, it's sort of like you said, it's like I'm dead. I don't give a shit what you do with my body. And that's sort of how I am too. Like, but the funeral is more for, other people. It's more for the people who outlived you, I guess, is the people.
I
And
want,
like,
oh man, I just
what?
thought of the, I want,
I forgot my tissues.
you
Go
good, dude,
ahead.
you're good, you good. You go ahead and blow your nose while I go on my rant about how I want
Let's
my
go.
funeral. I don't want a funeral, right? Instead, I
But
want it
what
to
if
be
your
a
wife
meal.
does?
She can do after the chain of events are completed, she can do
Okay.
with my corpse what she wants to do, right? As soon as I die, all right, whether or not, she wants to cremate me. I do want to be cremated and put into like tree, like turn me into a tree, like use my ashes to make a tree, etc. But
Okay. So you want to be one with the earth.
I want to record a video,
You're
and
gonna be ash blue.
that's what I'm saying, dude. I could be Ash Bloom. Or I could be Ash Ketchum. Who knows? I want to make a video in which like it's a bunch of cryptic messages, right? And I
Okay.
send it out to all my closest friends, and they have to piece the mystery together. The end result. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what the end result is, go ahead and turn off the podcast now, my closest friends, is that I'm dead, right? And it's going to be like a who's done it, but it was just, nothing.
Well, now
It was
you
just
gave it
me being
away.
dead. Yeah, so I said spoiler alert, right? It's spoiler alert.
I mean, that would be fun in theory, but I know your commitment to things, and you're gonna give up like after the second clue.
Oh, absolutely. But
You're
that's the fun part of it,
gonna
because that's just a remembrance of
that,
me,
yeah,
how
that
I was
all
as a person.
that there he is, that fucking guy, man.
Yeah, it just like cut to the second, you find the second video, and it's just like me eating some Cheerios, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm dead, by the way. I'm sorry,
Or you don't even, or you don't even do that. Like the even better part of that is you don't even talk about being dead. You're just, it's like you're eating cereal in the shower and you're just like sitting there, and it's just one of those like loop, not even a loop, but it's just like you're just sitting there and you're just eating, and it's like a 30 second.
That'd be so creepy. It's just me sitting in the shower eating a bowl of cereal. I don't say anything. I'm just sitting there. You can only see my top half, and I'm just like, naked, of course, but just eating a bowl of cereal. And then people are like, this is his legacy. And I want that to be posted on TikTok in the future,
Well,
if
TikTok
it's
will
still
not
around.
be around when we're
It'll
80.
be under a different name. It'll be like, instead of TikTok, it'll be like Boogly Boo or something. I don't know.
Boogly boo. How close are we? We've already started with the AI invasion. Like we can't stop it. It's coming. How close? And then, there was the successful Neuralink, adapter and or whatever in someone's
Okay,
brain,
I'm not gonna
whatever.
lie, I wasn't that impressed with it. Like, yeah, it's cool that he could move it with his
It's
brain, because he
the
was a
first one.
quadriplegic.
It's the
He
first
was a,
one.
yeah, but like, wasn't very quick. But again, at least he could do it, I
But
guess, at the end of the day.
how far are we away from true cyberpunk where we're, augmenting limbs and we can have screens in our eyelids and that sort
From
of shit?
that future, I'd give it maybe 20 years,
50.
maybe.
I think there's a lot of technology there. I mean,
Dude, think about
technology is
how
advancing,
fast.
but what's going to happen though is that there's going to be an over reliance on AI to do a bunch of shit, and it's not going to be able to. And then so they're going to have to take
Yeah.
steps back and realize, okay, like AI is more of a companion, not necessarily the driver of all this. And like we
It's more like a
still need humans.
Cortana and not necessarily like, you know,
Master
like the
Chief,
full
right?
on Master Chief, yeah.
You know, but who gives a shit? You know?
I mean, I think that if
I
the
mean, think.
cyberpunk future is definitely like, yeah, 50 years away, but I definitely think that it becomes more integrated with our everyday lives because, like, I don't think people realize how close we like already are and like how much of our lives, like Siri is a fucking AI. We've been using Siri for like how long now? Like, right? Shut up. And that bitch back there, I can't say her name because she's been going off ever since I plugged her back in all the time, even if I
You talking about
mention a hint of her
Alexa?
name. Yeah, you can say it. I can't because
Right.
she'll go off and I don't
Wouldn't
want
that be?
that,
Wouldn't it
but.
be creepy if she heard that?
Yeah, dude, that would be like super, but they're AI, right? So AI is already like how you get your fucking maps right now. That's AI. Like that's the thing is like it's already integrated to our life, but it's going to be more prevalent and harder
Now
to.
it's moved on to generating content.
Yes.
Again, all of those things are companions. Siri, Alexa, those are companions. But now they're trying to make them the like the driving force of stuff. And I think like, you know, technology does move at a very rapid pace. And if you look at like, think about, I mean, we're 34, 35, right? And so, well, you're 33, right?
Yeah, I turned 34 this
Yeah,
year. Yeah.
I'll be 35. I just so it's so weird. It was like sidebar here. Hey, we're back, baby. I feel so much older than you. Is it,
That's because I act like a child.
I mean,
So.
is it that, or is this just because, like, not to sound like an egotistical prick, but like, is it because I know so much more than you?
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm a child. I
I
don't know
lived a,
anything.
I mean, I lived like a very unique life. I'm very cultured,
The only thing that
but
you
there's
have
the,
over me is the fact that your parents got divorced and mine stayed
I
together. And it's
experienced
like,
a lot of life and did a lot
I
of
do think
things.
that I was probably more well off as far as like financially, but
Oh,
it was
100%.
close. We were
100%.
pushing it. We were
We've talked
definitely
about it. You know, I
lower
know
middle
when Ian was
class.
on here, we
So
talked about being homeless, and it's like I was 100% homeless
I was
multiple
never
times.
homeless. So that's good. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe we
Yeah.
were. My parents just never told me. They're like, why are we living? Why are we here
Yeah.
tonight?
All the Christmas gifts that were stolen on Christmas Eve, that wasn't your house. Somebody else's house that you're living
It's like a Mac situation where my parents just like squatted in a bunch of people's houses over the
Anyways,
years.
if you go back and you think of growing up in the 90s and how archaic that feels in 2024, I mean, that was our lifetime. We are the last generation that grew up and went to school without cell phones, without the internet, all that shit, without social media, like all that shit. And it was like we were like right at the cusp of it, you know, when it was introduced. I mean, again, I had a cell phone pretty early, but mine was a very specific circumstance. And then I know by the when I was a freshman, there was like 100 people tops that had a phone. By the time I was a
Yeah.
senior, every person in the fucking high school had one. So like in that time frame, that's how much it changed. And now we don't even I mean, think about Zoe. Like she doesn't understand like she gets frustrated when she has to watch TV with commercials. Like she doesn't get it. She's like, well, I don't
Like
understand.
a
You know what I mean? But like, and
yeah.
we say we're like, oh my God, you're so spoiled. But it's like she doesn't know any different. She doesn't know any
Yeah,
better.
dude. Yeah.
And that's why I don't know. I still think it's I think we're pretty far off. I mean, I think it'll happen in our lifetime. I mean, we talked about it too about Mars. I think that Mars is going to happen in our lifetime, and for good reason because you know in like 150, 200 years,
Aren't they
maybe
talking about
more.
putting a base on the moon or something soon? I know they've
See,
always been talking about that, but I feel like
that
it's
and
been ramped
Mars, but
up.
like there's the whole Mars thing is trying to see if there's life in water because you can't survive without water.
I just know that that fuck Elon Musk is going to be the first person to put a base on Mars, and we're going to be
Cool.
all
He's
like,
not gonna
cool.
live long. I mean, he's that dude's whatever.
He's close. He's almost pushed over the edge there. But hey.
Well, I mean, I think, and this is like a sort of a morbid joke, but I was talking with other people about like the funeral stuff, and it's just like, you know, there are people in my family that are old. They're really old, and they're not necessarily in poor health. It's just like they've hit that age. And I think that there is some truth to the too stubborn to die, you know,
Yeah,
thing that
that's
goes
what I'm saying.
around.
He's gonna fucking live forever,
Because
dude. He's gonna, yeah.
I think, I mean, bad people do die, but I think that there's like a certain set of character flaws that sort of like just make it to I don't know, like a lot of hate in there that just sort of like represses a lot of health
I
problems
don't,
or whatever.
yeah, I don't know
What
how.
if that's the key? What if that's the key to like
Just
everlasting
being an
longevity
asshole
is
to
just
everybody
being an
around you.
absolute piece of shit, like terrible human being, and like you just hate, and so much your
It's.
hate just like pushes the cancer out, you know?
Well, I argue that it's probably like, it's one of those like causation, or what is it? Correlation does not equal causation, where,
The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
yeah, but it's like we think that it's just because they're pieces of shit and they're really horrible people that they live forever, but in
Well, that's
reality, it's
just their
like
opinion, bro.
they don't care to screw people over for the cash they have, and like the cash they have gives them good health care and that keeps them alive, you kind of thing.
I mean,
So
there's also that too, but all that to say is like in 158 years, we're not gonna be here. We are gonna be dead. I'm dead for a
man.
while, probably close to 60 years at that point, which is, you think, well, $158 is not a lot of money.
It's
158
not.
years is a long time,
It's so much money.
but in, you know, 158 years is not that long from now. All that to say, scientists have said that there's a fucking gigantic asteroid that's sort of on its way here. And it's like, okay, hold on. Hold on a second. You mean to tell me that you can see that far out in space, in the universe, past our galaxy, all that shit. You can see this thing that has a trajectory. You use your goddamn fucking calculus and Tyrannosaurus math and all that sort of shit to like figure out a formula to get it here. But
I
yet,
mean, they're not bringing it in here, but yeah.
you can't get like a clear picture of like all of the ocean. You can't get a clear picture of Bigfoot.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
That's what interdimensional creatures do that, you know.
Yeah.
They really fuck with the cameras and stuff,
But
but
anyways, NASA has discovered this thing. It's like four football fields big or something like that.
apparently they discovered it in 2022 and it just flew under my radar because like I definitely would have had anxiety about this
But why? You're gonna be
150
dead. You're gonna be
160 years in
dead,
the
dude.
future. But
Honestly, your kids might not be alive either.
it's 100, yeah, it's
It's
100 and
152 years. 158, sorry. 158 years from now.
well, with the way the climate's going, yeah, probably nobody's gonna be
Yeah,
around,
this whole
but
thing, you know, fucking tsunami hit like Taiwan
I
and
say
shit.
let it, dude. I say let it
Well,
hit the comet,
you
I
know,
guess.
well, that's why I also think that, you know, you ever feel like you're being like gaslit really bad? And like, I think all of these people with a lot of money understand and like they know that climate change is real. They know that it's like an actual problem, but they don't want to admit it because then they would have to like do something about it. Instead, they're
Yeah.
funding all these, you know, excursions to the moon and space stations to Mars and shit
Well, if we're
because
not
they're trying to
here,
get
we
the
don't have to
fuck out.
worry about
Yeah,
it.
exactly. Because they're
Yeah.
trying to get the fuck out of here. It's almost like and yeah, I'm
It
sort of
is the movie Don't Look Up. Like that movie, like everybody's
didn't
like,
see
it's a
it.
comedy. It's fucking great. And it was hilarious. But yeah, it's 100% just the movie Don't Look Up, and people are like, eh, it'll be fine. I'm sure we'll figure out something. Humans, we're
Well, human beings as a race also have a tendency, whether that's it's a learned behavior or it's just something that's innate, but it's like, oh, you know, it's not my problem. It's somebody else's problem. You know, if it doesn't affect me directly, and it's sort of why we're in the boat that we're in with a lot of things,
it's
not
so
to,
easy for us to push it off to the next generation because,
because
like, you know, it's
right,
something
yeah,
they
and
got
it's
to worry
just,
about.
but it's the whole shopping cart theory, man. It's, you know, you there is no law that says you have to put a shopping cart back, but like you do, because if you don't, somebody else is gonna do it. But like, why can't you do it? You know, there's
I
like trash.
mean,
There's trash. If you know, do I go and pick up all the trash in my neighborhood that's like, you know, out and about? No, but if there's one on my walking when I take a walk, I take the dogs for a walk, and it's like there in the path. Yeah, I'll pick it up, and like I'll take it. And I'll throw it in the trash. You know, so it's just like.
yeah.
You know, some people are like that. Some people are like, I don't give a shit. I didn't litter. I'm not picking it up. Fuck you and
What
your
am I get? What
trash.
do I get for this? You know, kind of thing.
That's
Yeah.
another thing too, is like everything is, you know, incentive based or reward based. It's like, well, you know, what about ism in a way is where it's like, well, I did this, so like,
It's like that comet that's coming within like Earth's view or whatever. It's like Earth's reach, and they were already debating. It's like it's like 100% crystals or something like that, or diamonds. Made it like 100% out of diamonds, and there was already talks of like a corporation trying to get out there to get it. And man, that was so fucking long ago, it feels like. But
That feels like a Borderlands like storyline.
comet,
Wasn't that a whole
100%
thing? I don't know.
diamonds. It was Pandora or whatever. Like it was, dude, I swear. I swear that there was like this whole it's a whole deal, you know? But anyways, I can't find it. So, but man,
But
it's
like,
too
you know,
much.
okay.
That's what like I don't mean to hate on capitalism, everybody, but
Nah,
like
fuck it.
that's kind of like what our society breeds, right? Is this idea that like unless I'm getting something for it, there's no profit to me. Like there's
There
no
is
profit to
a,
be
I mean,
made.
there's a tipping point, and we're getting there. We're closer than ever on the tipping point. But also, as like a human being, I mean, we need money. Like, there's no doubt about it.
But what?
Like,
Yeah, it's like,
we
but who
need
did that?
money, you
You
know.
know?
But okay, but like, how much money? Like, what?
Nobody needs to make over $500 million. That's my threshold.
That's a lot.
That's it.
I
And
couldn't, dude.
that feels
I
like
couldn't
too
spend
much.
$500 million.
I
I'd
couldn't either.
try. I'd sure as shit try, bro.
But you know, those alpha bros are gonna be like, "Oh, you're gonna take my money," even though they're like, they're 499 $1,999 $100 away from being ever a $500 million
I guess,
heir.
like,
So.
part of my issue that I struggle with, you know, is the lack of common sense. And again, full disclosure, I don't know a goddamn thing. I don't know anything. I don't know anybody. I'm dumb. Don't listen to me. It's just my sort of outlook on things. But sorry, my nose is all stopped up. It's just like these arguments that are made. And it's just like, man, like I don't get it. Everyone's like kind of a hypocrite in a sense. It's like, well, you know, I want this country to be free. I don't want blah 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 blah. And it's like, okay, cool. You don't want TikTok because it tracks you. Okay, cool. But like, are you okay with having, you know, a GPS or a navigational system inside of your car that tracks all of your things and then sends it back to your car insurance company, and then they'll just like, hey buddy, we've noticed that you've been going 20 over the speed limit every time you go somewhere. We're increasing your rates, and you can't dispute it because we have the data that backs it up based off the
Yeah, dude.
fucking computer in your car. Is that okay? Fuck no, it's
Your
not okay.
narc ass cars, dude.
Yeah, it's not okay. Like, fuck you. But
Because
by the
it,
way,
oh
that's a real
man, I
thing,
mean,
in case anyone's
no,
wondering. Like,
yeah,
that's a
it's
legit
also
thing.
spying on you if you're like having sex in your car. It does that too, apparently. So, hey, not cool. Stop it.
Right. And it's
So
just
it's
like,
just like, man, dude.
but like, again, it's the common sense thing. Like we know that's not cool, but like, what can we do about it? You know, like
I mean,
there's like a disconnect in my brain sometimes between like shit that people are like, well, what do you mean you don't care? It's just like, I
so
don't
because
like, why is
it's
this a
we,
problem? Like, why are we talking about this? Like, there are real problems. And then like, we're just dealing with this shit that's, like,
we're
these
more
are
so
made
in a
up things.
dystopian, like in a dystopian future than we think that we are. Like it's so just the idea of how like these things happen to us day in and day out, and it's like we can't do anything about it. So like, might as well just going with the flow, you know, that's very dystopian to feel like that way.
Yeah.
So,
You know, we
oh.
can find this comet. Okay, let's go back to that. You can find this asteroid, this comet, you know. There's been a couple that have hit Earth. And that's cool and all, but it
Oh, it was
also go.
discovered back in 1999. Sorry, I just
Oh
realized.
no, it's fine. Even crazier. Think about how much it's changed. We were 9 years old, 8 years old back then. So like, again, like, you can see that far out, and like, who's to say like something doesn't hit that thing and like take it off course, you know? Anyways.
I mean, theoretically, they could see back to the dawn of time, but it's like, dude, science is so weird. How, like, space in particular, where it's like they can view because of like how stuff travels, right, in space. They
Light,
can
yeah.
view, they can time travel because it's like they could take a picture of what it used to look like. And it's, I don't know how to explain it because I'm not smart, but it sounds cool. And it's just, I don't, man, it blows my mind. So.
Yeah, but again, you can do all that. You can see, you know, Mars's asshole and shit. But you can't find things. We've not even explored all of the ocean. And I get it. You know, there are crevices and like caves and shit. But like, all these things, you know, three-fourths of the Earth is covered in water. I get it. And you know, there's a lot of surface to
We haven't even
explore there.
been below the surface, right?
Right.
Like it's
I
there's
know
so
that there's been
much,
like, what, three people that's went down Marianas Trench, which is like the deepest part of the ocean
and I
that we
think
know of.
yes, And I think the deepest we've ever been in the crust is like 6 miles. And that was like, I think that that's speculation because
And
apparently it was like,
again,
it was
that's
Russia
all.
and it, you
Yeah,
know.
right. So all that to say is, like, Amelia Earhart. I think we talked about this like 2 years ago, where there was like a we talked about this documentary that was coming out where, they had found these photos on this island where, like, it would look like a lady who basically matched the description of Amelia Earhart. And, like, she was, one of the running theories, obviously she was going to be the first woman to circumnavigate the globe, all this stuff. And famously disappeared for the longest time. It was like, oh, she disappeared in the Bermuda
Bermuda
Triangle.
Triangle,
But that's like, and that on the, that's in the Atlantic Ocean, not the Pacific
yeah,
Ocean,
it's
right?
like on the other side of
Right.
where
So it's
she
like,
was when she like
but like she
disappeared, yeah.
disappeared in the Pacific Ocean. Like, we know that. That's when they lost contact. So it's like,
Or maybe she hit an interdimensional travel portal and it
how.
teleported her to the other side of the globe, you
And
know?
so all this lore, and as that's your favorite word, all these
I love it.
theories and lore has been built on Amelia Earhart. Like, she was a spectacular woman, and like what she did, when she did, in the era she did, it was amazing. But I do think that the lore, if you will, and the speculation of what happened to her has sort of taken her reputation and her legacy to another level, right? Like, I mean, I think we can
Yeah,
all agree on that.
that's arguably, you can say, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like Daniel Boone. Like, you know who Daniel Boone is, but you don't know who Daniel Boone is, right? Like, you know the name.
I know that he chopped down trees and he had a purple ox. So, right? Is
No.
that a giant that had that he had like a giant purple
Yeah, that
ox? What am
was
I?
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan. They're the same person though,
Well,
I
that's
thought.
a well,
So
one's a nursery rhyme thing, and one's a Daniel Boone's a real fucking person. He was a
Says
frontiersman.
who? Show me Daniel Boone.
They
Okay.
have pictures, and they have all sorts of shit. Anyways, I digress. He grew up in like our area, by the way. Like,
It's a
there's a
county or two
fucking
named after him, I think, right?
my fucking high school, dude. Anyways, he was a fucking
Paul
frontiersman.
Bunyan. Yeah.
Anyways, like, Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett both are really famous for being famous. They're not really like standout individuals. They didn't do anything like spectacular,
And
other than the
honestly,
fact that, like,
they grew up in the South during that time, and we know we can probably draw
Davy
conclusions.
Crockett, he's most famous for because he died at the Alamo. But
I don't
like,
even know what, dude. I'm not gonna lie to you.
it's
I
fine.
don't
You're
know what
terrible
the
at history.
fuck. I don't even know what the fuck the Alamo is. Like every, so you can remember the Alamo, but I
Heck.
don't remember shit about the Alamo, dude. I don't know what the fuck it was
In San
about. Like
Antonio,
what were we doing?
we were fighting. It was the American-Mexican War, or American-Spanish War, or whatever. We
Cool.
were.
We're still doing that. So like fucking, I don't know what you want me to tell you,
Anyways,
dude.
I'm going on a whole thing, but the whole point was that Amelia Earhart is great, and is all thing, is everything she did. The lore of it all, and the speculation, and like this, it's taken to a whole nother level. I bring all that up is because they have apparently, like, almost confirmed it this time that
Quote unquote.
there was a navigational company. Basically, they were like doing what we were talking about. They were like surfacing. They were like mapping out the surface of, basically this 400 mile, 4,000 mile stretch of water, close to Hawaii, but like somewhere out there in the Pacific, right? And so they apparently found this image on the first day, and they couldn't really decipher what it was. And it wasn't until the last day that they realized, holy shit, like, this plane looks like the fucking plane that she was on. Like, it almost matches it exactly, like everything about it. And then you start to piece it together. You're like, well, that would make sense because, like, she, disappeared, or, she lost contact, 400 miles that way. So the theory was, they
She's
crashed,
supposed
and
to
they,
like, yeah.
so cool. Like, that's cool, 'cause, there's very few things left, I guess, that we haven't discovered. That's one of those big things. Like, can you imagine living in a world where, like, kids are going to learn about Amelia Earhart, and it's like, there's no, like, that's not going to be a big deal to
There's
her.
no mystery. That's what
There's no
it
mystery,
I
right?
feels like you're kind of trying to say that like solving the mystery there takes away
Takes a
some
lot
of
of the wind out of the sails, no pun intended there.
yeah. Wind from out under the plane, that's for
but it
sure.
kind like it kind of does. Like we appreciate it. Like we understand. We lived in that era where this lore, everyone that is older than us understands it. But then like let's say they come out and they confirm it is her. They dig it out. This is her plane. Same serial numbers. All that bullshit. This is where she is. She boom.
She
Like
died. Like she
she
died
died.
on
She
impact.
her and the guy, they died right here.
It's so
Okay.
sad to think that, like,
But
yeah,
then
she
like
just becomes another person. Like she
everyone
just
under the
becomes.
age of 10, is gonna be like, oh, she was so. I mean, she's still gonna be a big deal because of who she was and what she did when she did, but it still sort of takes a lot of
Yeah,
the
dude.
fun
It's
out of it.
it man,
In a
and
way.
that's isn't that like truly the biggest fear of all, right? Is like if they solve these mysteries, right? 'Cause the Bermuda Triangle, if they find out, oh, it's just ocean farts and that makes everything kind of
Yeah, but
wonky and it's like not actually
that's
disappearing, they
another one of
just
those
sink.
things where if you like really like do a deep dive into the Bermuda Triangle, like there's nothing there.
Yeah, and that's
It's
yeah.
nothing.
It probably is just like apparently there's in that area there is increased levels of methane which really fuck with your navigational equipment and it
Sure.
tends to
Like
like cause
it's
people to like
nothing. It's
overcorrect and
literally
they
nothing.
crash. Yeah. It's
But
it in
we have, as
itself
a society, as a human civilization, have built it up to be this fucking cool ass thing where like shit just disappears and you're
and
like
you're depressing me now cuz then it's like yeah, Bigfoot. Yeah, he probably isn't real and it's like it probably is just people in suits or whatever
I
and
have
it's like
said that I do think that like Bigfoot was real. I don't think he is now. I think Nessie was probably real, but that motherfucker ain't alive 200 years. Like it's just not like it was probably like a leftover dinosaur or some shit or whatever it was. I don't
yeah, I
know.
think there's got to be more out there, right? So, I
I
mean, that's the
don't
thing
know.
too. But
There's
then
people
even,
that say
but then
dinosaurs
I
aren't real,
have,
even though we have fucking bones that prove that they were.
but then I have hope because like the platypus is like my big is like people thought it was a cryptid. Like people like it was legit. Like people thought that this dude was like trying to hoax him and that he had sewed together a duck bill on a beaver and then gave it claws. And it's like, and then it's not until somebody discovered it that they're like, holy fucking shit, this weird animal's real. And it's like I hold out hope that Bigfoot isn't just an estranged ape that just grew up and able to walk on legs and like they have a whole civilization in the woods or something, you know. But
But it all goes back to that like we have drones and we have all these things that can track your information. We have cameras everywhere. I say we as in like a civilization. So it just feels like if there's like a land animal, I know there's a ton of species in the water that we've never that we think we've never
every
discovered.
day it feels like another sea monster is found. Yeah.
Right, because again, we've not discovered it or we've not explored it all, and water
Stuff's so scary.
is all,
Stuff's
dude. The ocean is terrifying. It is an
so
absolute
scary.
terrifying thing. I think that it is more terrifying in the ocean than it is in space. But I'll, you know, I maybe it's just because I can get in the ocean and I'm just like, this shit is like, I don't know. But the
And
whole
there's
point
the.
of, go ahead.
Fucking blow my. There's a whole theory now that I just recently stumbled upon the fact that like our skin, right? You see our skin because the atoms and shit are super close together. They're very condensed, right? And there's this other theory that like the reason that like the universe could be so much bigger because like in theory, like what if we are just, you know, that theory that like what if we are just skin cells on somebody else's larger like person and like we can't see the big picture because we're so zoomed in, we're on an atomic level,
We're
right?
microscopic.
Yeah, we're microscopic, and in
Well, this
like
sucks.
because I'm just fucking like, and so like if we took a camera and we zoomed all the way out, like are we just part of like somebody's ball sack or something? We're all just hanging out here, and then it's like, what does that do with our day-to-day lives, right? Here we are, like all we are is just part of a person's ball sack, like even like on an infinitesimal so like scale of like
Yeah.
this person's ball sack, like they don't even know that we're here, they don't even know that we exist, right? But then here we are trying to make day-to-day lives, like hey, how you doing?
We
Shaking
are
hands, like everything's
actually
normal, like.
we're on we are on the ball sack of a Jotun who lives in Jotunheim.
And none of it means anything. None of it matters, right? Then whenever we die, we just get recycled into the universe and our energy gets born into another creation and they get to live with our fucked
I
up
mean,
whatever.
there are people who it, okay, look, listen. Is that any crazier or weirder than any of the other fucking religions
Nope.
that are that
And it's
exist?
like, that's why I don't have an issue with religion itself, but it's like,
I don't either.
I don't even, I
Have an
don't,
issue with the influence it has.
yeah, and I understand that you're trying to make sense of this world and like where we go when we die and all that bullshit or whatever,
I
but
think
it's
it's
like,
scary. I think it's
you don't,
scary
yeah.
For people, I think the closer you get to death, I think it's, the older you get, you realize that you have less time in front of you than you did behind you. Then you start to like, the brain is a fragile thing, and you start to like think, well, shit, I should have done this, and then regret sets in, and then it's like, oh my God, I've done all this time wasting my time doing this when I should have done this. And it's just like, maybe I've just sort of always been that way when I've always been a bit older than my self. Like I've been around older people. I've always been a bit of more mature than my age. Even when I was like growing up, I had hung around adults, and they're like, you don't seem like a 12-year-old, like but like
You're like the 10-year-old that was sitting there with a book, and you're like pondering, what is life, mother? What
I
is
was
this?
it wasn't that deep, but like I just I don't know, I just wasn't rambunctious or obnoxious like probably you were, and that's not your
Oh
fault. It's
yeah, I
just
was hella
right.
obnoxious.
It's just I also was an only child. I just didn't have siblings. I spent a
That
lot
you
of
know,
time, with my dad. So it was just like I was around adults a lot. Probably the wrong adults and saying the wrong things, and probably why I'm the way I am in a lot of ways. But anyways, all that to say is that I have benefited greatly, especially the last like 15 years of my life, of being like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do this thing. I'm gonna go see this thing. I'm gonna go on this trip. I'm gonna buy this thing. I'm gonna do this. Because like, I don't want to be like our parents and just be like, shit, I had all of this time. I had this fucking canvas of stuff to do, and I didn't do any of it because I was worried about, oh, money. And this is like, maybe that's the difference, because like, I don't chase money, dude. Like, I don't. Maybe that's why I don't know. I'm weird. Like, I just, I don't, I need it. I want more of it, but like, I don't, it's the thirst and the lust for money. Like, I don't crave it. I want the money to funnel into the things that I do and the experiences that I have. I'm not looking to hoard it. Where like, I'll bust your ball sometimes. You're just like, what? It's money. I gotta save it. And it's like, fucking why? Who gives a shit?
I mean,
I
there are
do.
things I got saved for, but yeah, I get
I
what you're saying.
understand that.
I understand the sentiment. Yeah, I
I
get it.
understand what you're saying, but it's also like, you work this job, you went to college, you've done all this stuff, and it's like, if you want to fucking buy something, dude, just fucking buy it. Like, just buy it, bro. Like
Yeah.
it does. You're never gonna be on your, if you're fortunate enough to be on your deathbed. I don't know. This got like really deep and philosophical. I don't
Dude, this
know.
whole episode has been like,
You're never gonna be on your deathbed and be like, bro, like I wish I would have saved more money. Because you don't give a shit. You're gonna think back and be like, damn, I'm so glad that I bought that Werewolf by Night 32 at New York Comic Con. What a fucking experience that was. Like, oh fuck, I'm so glad that, I spent all this money and I made this fucking comic book on a Kickstarter. I'm so glad that I launched this podcast and I've met so many people and fucking went to Canada and I've did Disney and I've done all these things, and like, you're never gonna, it's never gonna be like, well, fuck, dude, I shouldn't have bought that candy bar, bro. I shouldn't have bought that candy bar. Like, I could have made a lifetime difference. And it's like, you're just never gonna do that. I don't think. I mean, I'm speaking in absolutes here, but I think the majority of people who like somehow come across this are gonna be like, you know what? Like, that's,
Buy yourself that latte, dude.
yeah,
Buy
exactly.
yourself that. Go to
Yeah, like,
Starbucks. Enjoy
maybe don't buy
yourself.
three of them. I
Yeah.
won, but also like,
Pay your food.
buy somebody else one. It'll make you feel good, man. Like, it makes you feel
Yeah,
good when you
dude.
do stuff for other people. But like, but also don't post it on social media because no one gives a shit.
Don't do it for clout. Yeah, that's a big
Just
thing,
do
dude.
it.
Don't. It's
Just
like
do
clout's destroying this world currently.
it.
So
It's been a little bit longer than I thought, but we're not going to leave without a top five.
let's do it. It'd be good to bring some joy right back into this episode. It's been kind of like
I
a
gave,
deep one, dark
oh, I mean,
one,
I
you
think those are
know.
good, right? I think those are good.
We do need it helps with the balance for sure. So,
Especially after last week.
yeah.
Did we have one last week?
Yes. We did top five medieval weapons.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Shit, that was so long ago. This week, I gave you a choice. What were the choices? I said top five nuts. No, what did I say?
You
Top
did say
five
nuts,
berries, top five
berries.
beans, or top five Scooby-Doo gang members. And I don't mean like the Bloods and the Crips. I mean like the five main characters of the Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah,
So,
I did Scooby-Doo because, like, you know,
yeah, let's
I
go. All
can't
right.
name five beans,
Yes, you can.
green beans, lima beans, That's all I got.
Pinto, chili,
Woman beans.
woman beans. What
Yeah.
about a coffee bean?
Coffee bean is another one. Yeah. That's five. Okay, we did it. Let's go. Let's go home.
Let's go home.
What
You want
is
to go
your top
first?
five? Yeah, you go ahead.
You
I
want
mean,
me to
there's
go
only
first?
five. So yeah, you can rank them. Go ahead, rank. What's your rank?
I'm starting at the bottom.
Yeah, start at the bottom. It's good.
Fucking Freddy. That dude's
Work
a
yourself up.
fucking loser.
Douchebag.
Douche nozzle to the
And I get
extreme.
that, like, he's supposed to be a character of the time, but like, even then, sucks. Sucks.
He is a fucking douche nozzle, and he's so lame, you know. And like, again, yeah, it's sort of a caricature of the time and all this, but like, he sucks, right? He sucks. Following up number four is Daphne. She never did it for me, man. She just reminded me of like every high school girl that I knew, and it's just
Yeah,
like you're such a
yeah.
bitch, like you're such a bitch. Now, like, she gets points for hanging out with like a stoner and a dog and like a nerdy girl, but like, you're still kind of
Feels
a
very
bitch. You're like a
Breakfast
real
Club-ish, you
well.
know, like
She's
where it's
well.
like they were just
Yeah.
forced to be together. So.
Listen, I love The Breakfast Club, one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm a walrus. Anyways, but yeah, like, you know, she's rich. She's got that rich, snobby, whatever. And then like her and Freddie are going fucking ass blasting all the time. Like they're over
They
there
never actually
banging
do any of the
a
crimes
that's
solving,
also
right?
part of
They
the
just
problem. Like
fucking the whole time.
you're Mystery Inc. Like you're there to solve mysteries, right? And you don't do fucking shit. You don't do
You
fucking shit.
didn't do fucking shit.
They don't do anything, dude. Like, I guess Daphne funds the whole thing, and then Freddy's like the mouthpiece because he's used to like, you know, blowing back alleys, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely
Anyway,
closeted, that's for sure.
this is where it
So.
gets weird because like I'm gonna go with Shaggy as number three. I do like Shaggy. He can, you know,
Progressive character for the time, I think.
sure, but I also think he's a bit of a burnout. And I think it causes problems internally in the team because like he's always thinking about that next meal and not the job at hand, right?
Again, yeah, he's not doing much.
He's
And so
not
and
doing,
the only reason he helps in solving
he's
the crime
bait.
is because he's so hungry or he's bait and he
He's
like ends
bait,
up
you know,
stumbling
and he's
upon it.
fucking
Yeah.
chicken shit's what he is. But like he's cool, man, you know, it's whatever. It's Casey Kasem and all this shit. Now, controversial take on this next part.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it sit there for a second. I do think that number two is Velma, but she's the most pragmatic of them all. She definitely has the most usage. She's the smartest, but like, I get it as a plot device, but like for someone who's so smart, she's the fucking clumsiest motherfucker in the
Maybe it's
group
all, I mean, it's all an act,
because
though,
she's
right?
always losing her glasses. And like her fucking vision insurance has got to be through the roof because I mean it's like every other episode she's losing shit.
Doesn't she always find her glasses, though? She just brings them. Like,
Sometimes
that's
they
gotta
get
be.
stepped on. She probably has like a whole suitcase full. But again, like that
It
costs
has
money, bro.
to.
It's like
Yeah.
1973. That shit costs money. You know, but yeah, she's like mostly the person who puts all the mysteries together of like who did it. You know, whatever. Obviously, number one is my dog Scooby. Like he's the fuck. Like dogs are better than humans. Like it's you know an undeniable fact. And like he's just a baller. You know, he's a
That's
baller. Great
fair. I'll give you that.
Danes are
Yeah.
awesome. And what's crazy about Scooby Doo is most Great Danes only live about 7 to 8 years, which is super sad. But they're like they're so fucking cute. And like that dude's lived for like 60 years, bro. Like
And he's
he's
still around today, you
still
know? He's
around,
still solving mysteries. Like,
bro.
so. I
Then you
like it.
got honorable mention. You got fucking Scrappy. Scrappy. I mean, again, Scrappy. Is in
That's
the
see,
name.
that's where our lists differ a little bit, right? Is
Okay.
because I don't put Fred on the list.
Dude,
Like,
hold
Fred
on.
sucks, right?
Was this mentioned on an episode with Ben?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't even remember. Maybe we're doing a rerun right now, but
I know we've
no.
not done this list, but I think that like either
We
that or
we talked about some like
I literally
something.
just had the Nelson Mandela effect.
Maybe, man. I don't know if that's you're using that right,
Deja
but
vu, or
hey,
deja vu,
deja
whatever.
vu is
That's
probably like,
either one.
yeah.
It's the same thing, right?
No, it's not. It's completely different. Okay,
Explain.
well, the Mandela effect is a misremembering, mass misremembering of people. Like one group of
Yeah, but
people will be
can't
like,
deja
oh,
vu also be a Mandela effect?
no, because deja vu is just like you have experienced it
You
or
think
something
you've
like
experienced.
it, or you think you've experienced
So
it.
then the Mandela effect is, again, a
I guess
misremembrance.
if you want to split hairs, sure. Like it
That's
is
me.
technically a misremembrance, whatever, but I
Okay, go
mean,
ahead. Your top five. Let's go.
so Fred's not on the list. Fred sucks. Get him out of here. Then it'd be Daphne. I do think that I have to put a Shaggy behind at number four slot,
I'm a
right?
little surprised that Daphne is so low because, like, redheads represent.
I mean, it's fine, whatever, dude. But I just like I there was no
Whatever,
representation for me there.
you love redheads.
I mean, yeah, the red hair is the only thing she had going for, I guess. You know, like
Money,
she's, but I don't have it. Like, you know, other than that, you know, it's not really my
body,
type.
attention.
So,
Her
yeah,
life was easy. All
no,
those things.
she's just too high maintenance. You know, she wouldn't
Sure,
dig a guy like
absolutely.
me anyways. You know,
Sure.
so
Well, take pity on you.
maybe. Shaggy is gonna be fourth. Then I'm gonna go with Daphne. Then I'll go Scooby, and then I'll
Wait,
put
wait, wait, wait,
Scrappy at
wait, wait.
number
You said
one.
Daphne twice.
Oh, sorry. Velma. Sorry, I meant Velma at number three, and then Scooby, and then I'm gonna put Scrappy at the front. But just because like Scrappy really added a dimension the group was missing, and it was like that bold confidence that a small man can
So
bring
it's
to
you.
a group. Yeah, it's me. It's my representation, right? It's like, hey, I might not be able to do the most, but I'm gonna be there heart and soul fighting for you, you know? And I was like, that's
When
me.
we first got Walter, we had a collar on him, and he looked like Scrappy. Like he looked like a big, he kind of sort of looked like Scooby. Scooby's a little darker, and like Scrappy was a little lighter. But
Yeah.
what was the name of the white dog? The old white dog. You remember that one?
The crypto?
No. Old white dog Scooby. Nope. Scooby Dumb.
Scooby Dumb. Okay, so he's like Scooby's idiot
Hey,
cousin that
from yeah, he was a
probably
Southerner. He lived in the swamps in southern
he's
Georgia.
inbred as shit. Yeah.
I mean, look at his face.
He was, yeah, he was. Yeah, Scooby's parents were definitely related, or
Well, I
Scooby
mean,
Dumb's parents were definitely related, that's for sure.
yeah.
So,
Anyways, housekeeping. So this is
yeah.
episode 248.
Yep. If you made it
Episode,
this far, congratulations. You know?
congratulations. Episode 250. A, wow, crazy, big deal. Episode 250 is going to be a Polar Destroyer focused episode. So I don't know if the physical copies will be in hand, but they are ready. They're being printed. I got the confirmation. So like they're we're like so close. We're like a fucking hair, that word,
Yeah,
the word you
sea
love.
hair away,
We're a
baby.
sea
Yeah.
hair away from like literally people having them in their hands. My plan was obviously to have it out and about for a while and do like a Q&A sort of like, hey, I'm gonna go like let me like ask me questions and then sort of like this will lead into diatribes and like let me tell you about my experience with Kickstarter. Let me tell you about like all of the issues because like I think a lot of people like people that I'm really close with understand sort of the trials and the tribulations and sort of the fucking at every turn the things that went wrong. But like I think it's a good thing to do because if there's ever anybody who's like, well shit, man, like I want to do a Kickstarter, like what was it like? I think, there's one of those things. Some people run Kickstarters flawlessly and there's like no issues, right? And
Yeah.
so what are you laughing at?
I don't know, I was making faces on the screen.
No,
Nobody can
but
see it,
so
but
anyways, the whole point of that is that like I'm gonna set up a meeting, I'm gonna set up a Zoom invite, I'm gonna send it out probably to all the Kickstarters for anybody who wants to join in, if they want to submit questions, in our Discord,
like a town hall.
in a sense, yes. I don't know if I want you in charge, but like
But I did such a good job just the last episode, so
one thing again, that's another thing I'll talk about with the thing is like I have a problem not being in control, which I knew, but it got exacerbated, is a good word to use,
yeah.
with the Kickstarter because there were things that happened that I couldn't control, and it was just like fuck, so that's that. So obviously there will be spoilers galore, and it won't be like limited to the Kickstarter. It'll be hypotheticals. It'll be like. This like this that and the other like what are things about the book that that other people don't know, readers don't know, this is like literally everything, like everything and anything and everything dealing with the Kickstarter and Polar Destroyer itself. What does the future hold for the series? So that sort of thing. So
Hell yeah, dude. I'll bring some great questions, that's for sure.
if anybody wants to submit them, we have a phone number. What's the phone number?
Oh, shit, you
Eight
asked
six
me.
five.
It's definitely gonna start with 865, I'll give you that much.
268.
Oh man, don't give me false numbers, dude. Hold on, hold on. I got settings. Where's some settings at here? Oh yeah, there it is. Okay, so it's gonna be 865-219-3851.
Repeat it again.
865-219-3851.
And again, if you feel like you have a question, you want to submit a question, don't want to waste your time watching us gab on, and you just want to ask a question, go right ahead. Again, Discord, Twitter, Instagram,
You can scream into a voice message.
there is an
Yeah.
official email account for the comic book. It's polardestroyercomic@gmail.com. You can email the show at, what's our email? SpaghettiPolicyPodcast@gmail.com.
Or hey, YacoubSpaghetti@gmail.com. That's another one.
So
So
there's plenty of ways to reach us.